Hey everybody, this is Mark Manson, and this is another commentary and analysis, this time on a brief history of male-female relations. In these commentaries, I talk about the inspiration, ideas, and research that goes into these posts that you enjoy reading. So if you like the post, then check out the audio because I dive much deeper into where all these things come from and where you can go to learn more. Now, this post, speaking of learning more, this may be the king of the nerd posts on the entire site. It definitely goes, I think, underappreciated or undernoticed. I recall while writing it, I was like, nobody's going to want to read this whole thing. But I was like so nerdy and into it that I kind of didn't care. I was like, all right, screw it. Like, I'm having so much fun just writing about this stuff that... I don't care. I'm going to post it. I think it's cool. I think it's interesting and I think it's worth knowing. One thing that I don't think very many people know, actually, I know not many people know, there was actually a point where I thought I was going to write a book about gender and particularly men, male, like the masculinity and male gender roles, because as many amazing things that have feminism has done the past couple generations, I felt like a lot of these questions about gender roles and gender identity and men questioning themselves were important in regards to masculinity as well. And so I kind of got into this like year-long phase where I got very excited about it, and I even started writing a book about it. I got about two chapters in though and kind of decided that this wasn't really where I wanted to take my career. But I had basically spent like an entire year researching this stuff. So you see at the end of this post, further reading, this is maybe half of the books that I read, a third of the books that I ended up reading. These are some of the more notable ones and the more accessible ones, I think. There are a number of like super, super nerdy, kind of more scientific ones. But, all of this information kind of culminated in this post. And I guess around this time, I started to feel like, all right, I know all this stuff. And I get so many emails from both men and women, that are just, they're confused. They're like, why are men like this? Or why are things this way? Or why is this so unfair? Or why are women treated this way in this country and not in that country? And I thought, you know what? Like, I just find this topic so interesting. I'm just going to do a huge, like, 5,000-word article, kind of doing a timeline and just joking around about it. Like, starting at the very beginning of, like, why did sex evolve in the first place? Why are there two sexes? You know, how did sexuality evolve? How did marriage evolve? And yeah, this is kind of what you end up with all the way up through modern day and feminism and mass media and pop culture and all these things. The majority of this post, the book that makes more of an appearance in this post than any other is, Marriage, A History by Stephanie Kuntz. It's a pretty big book. I think it's about 500, 600 pages, but it is absolutely fascinating. It sounds like a boring book. You're probably sitting there rolling your eyes like, dude, seriously. But honestly, it is absolutely fascinating. It traces the origins of marriage, you know, why the institution of marriage began thousands and thousands of years ago, and then how it evolved, what role it played in society, and how it's evolved over the millennia. And a lot of it's very surprising and very eye-opening. So there are periods of human history where a lot of the sexual stereotypes about different genders were completely opposite. So in medieval times, women were stereotyped as being horny and not being able to control themselves. And men were stereotyped as being like prudent and, you know, always annoyed at like the women who are making advances on them and things like that. There are periods of history where marriage and sex and marriage were economic practices. Marriage was quite literally like the political system in a lot of ancient cultures. And so marriage, really had nothing to do with love or romance or anything like that. It was like a political chess move, between two different families to, net more resources or build alliances or, make bigger connections. So I find all this stuff like super fascinating. If you want to wade into the world of gender, there are some books here that I can recommend to varying degrees. I'll just warn you, if you want to get into the whole world of gender and, you know, like gender politics and a lot of feminist stuff, a lot of it is controversial. Even like the most scientific stuff is still like hotly debated. And when I say hotly, I mean like people are extremely angry at each other in that world. There's a lot of ideology. There's a lot of, I guess, just pent up frustration from all the oppression that's taken place, throughout history. So it's very hard to kind of parse out like what is actually likely. If you've read the site a lot, you know that I'm a huge Steven Pinker fanboy. I think his book, The Blank Slate, is, a must read for anybody who's interested in this kind of stuff. There's some really, really good, more feminist minded books on here as well. Delusions of Gender is a really good one. Raising Cain was actually the best, perspective I found on, how stifling our, I guess you would call it patriarchal culture is on men, like how it emotionally fucks up boys and, how men are growing up like emotionally stunted because of all these like weird cultural expectations on them. There's another book on here called Who Stole Feminism by Christina Hoff Sommers. It was written in the 90s against PC culture, but it's actually, she's become another very controversial figure again lately because she's very outspoken against like social justice warrior type people and, basically like the intolerant form of feminism, like the really obnoxious, you know, safe space microaggression form of feminism. I fall into that camp for anybody who's listening and cares, where I support the principles of feminism. I think it's pretty like, undeniable at this point that, you know, even if there are biological differences between men and women, and there are, it's like, it doesn't, it shouldn't, it should be equal treatment and equal fairness in all realms. Just because individuals differ so much. But I find like this like rigid enforcement of tolerance. Actually Pinker refers to it in one of his books as the peace and love mafia. It's basically like, you are going to treat everybody equally or we're going to kill you. I find it disgusting, and it, unfortunately, it just keeps growing on the left, on the far left. And it's really off-putting and upsetting. I get a lot of emails from people from that crowd, who will like, you know, complain that I posted a YouTube video and an article that like didn't accurately represent women or something like that. And they'll get really pissed off at me and want me to take it down. And I'm like, Jesus, go fuck yourself. So anyway, that's a little bit of a tangent. But I do like all the information presented here. I tried to present it in a way that's generally like accepted among academics, from the biological explanations to the historical explanations all the way up to like the cultural and anthropological explanations, in modern day. I tried to be pretty fair, in terms of like things that have happened in the culture, especially like the last 50 years. Cause I think it's a pretty big deal. I think birth control's a really big deal. I think we'll look back, like scholars will look back 100 years from now and say like the birth control pill changed everything. So yeah, I feel pretty good about the article. I still love the article. Not many people do. If you're listening to this, then you probably do. So that makes me happy. But this is definitely one of the articles on the site where it's like, you know what? I researched this shit for like 2 years. I read 20 books. I'm going to write something about it that I think is fun and interesting. And if nobody else likes it, then screw them.